Today's Lenten devotion comes from the Reverend Audra Criss, class of 2010. God, give me a sign. How many of us have uttered these words with the hope that God would deliver a clear-cut sign so that we knew exactly what to do next in our life? The truth is, God is always speaking to us through our loved ones, the little voice in the back of our mind, and through Scripture. And no matter what path we choose, the promise remains the same. God is with us, through good and bad, through poor decisions and the best ones. God remains at our side, bringing us comfort, support, and love. Our walk this Lent is about recognizing where Jesus is in our life, and the best way is through an avid prayer life and reading the Bible. We don't need to test Jesus and ask him to give us a sign. Jesus already gave us all that we need in this life by giving us eternal salvation. I know you want clear answers to the problems in your life, but that isn't faith. That is not God's purpose. God gave us Jesus to cleanse us from our sins, from our temptations, like asking for signs. Jesus sighed deep in his soul because he knew the Pharisees had a sign standing before them, and they didn't see. And as long as we keep trying to test God and asking him to make the decisions for us, we won't see either. The point of our existence is choice. God gave humanity free will. Choose whichever option speaks to your heart, and God will keep you going even if it's a bumpy walk. We're not always going to get it right, but that's why Jesus' life, death, and resurrection is so important to our faith. Jesus makes the pathway straight, and our destination is heaven. Let go of asking God for clear-cut answers, and instead embrace the unknown and enjoy the journey. Let us pray. Beautiful Savior, in our quest for certainty, we forget only one thing is certain, and that is our salvation through your sacrifice. Cleanse us of our need for answers, and may we find you in the unexpected simplicity of realizing you never leave us nor forsake us. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.